to the August 6th meeting of the Design Review Committee for the City of Orange. I will call the meeting to order and ask those who can stand, please join me standing and give our Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. And if I could ask staff to please have roll call.
Certainly, thank you. Committee Member Gross.
Here.
Committee Member McDermott.
Here.
Committee Member Ledesma is noted as absent. Committee Member Lopez, also noted as absent. Committee Member Gladson.
Present.
Thank you. Vice Chair Farfan, noted as absent. And Chair Skorpanich.
Here.
Excellent. Thank you. We have four committee members present, and we have a quorum.
Thank you very much. Next on our agenda is our standing item for public comment. If there's anyone here from the public who would like to address the committee on some subject that is within our scope, but not on tonight's agenda, you may come forward to the podium, please. And either before, afterwards, please just fill out a card so that our note keeper has your name. But okay, please come forward. Welcome.
Hi, thanks. Good evening. My name is Lori Sandoval. I'm here to address this committee on the same issues I spoke to you about on May 7th, 2025. These are the same issues that I addressed with the Planning Commission on March 17th and May 5th of this year. These issues relate to the adjacent property to our home, 7417 East Groveland Lane, owned by the Wahis. These issues have not changed since my original email to William Crouch and Monique Schwartz dated April 18th, 2020. Number one, a conditional use permit was issued in October of 2021. In July of 2024, since July of 2024, the owner has not followed the grading plan, the aesthetics, nor the spirit and the intent of the CUP in effect for the residents under construction. We have repeatedly been told by city staff that the owner is permitted to only build the CUP in effect. The remedy for this noncompliance is to file a new CUP. While he has submitted a new CUP with plans for a 30 by 90-foot, 2,700-square-foot garage, the proposed setbacks, driveway access, and grading plans as they affect our property have not been submitted to this date. Number two, the city has permitted a 6-foot wall, 9 feet tall on our side, with a 5 to 6 foot setback from the property line, which is on a 45-degree angle. This wall sits well above our yard since we're about 6 feet below grade. We have about 18 to 20 inches of plantable space to mitigate the view of this wall and maintain our privacy to the property. This 5 foot section of property will create landscaping and maintenance issues for us. The original CUP called for landscaping along the property line to screen our view of his property and maintain our privacy. Number three. The interior lights of this residence are left on 24/7. This has been an issue since the beginning of the year. Additional interior lighting has been installed since May 2025. The light trespass and excessive interior light spills onto our property, and specifically our second story master bedroom, are a problem. Response from the city is that there's no recourse for interior lighting spillage. It only applies to exterior. Additionally, new lighting has been installed under the exterior eaves of the residence and the carport. Further light spillage from the proposed new CUP garage and driveway plans is yet to be submitted and determined. The City of Orange has placed us in a position that our only recourse is civil or legal action against these nuisances, which will be continued to be used by the owner in retaliation to us. We again ask for the expertise and the professional review of the Design Review Committee and any new CUP plans. We would appreciate a response as a follow-up addressing these concerns. We have not received one to date. Thank you.
Thank you. I will note for the record that we are appointed by the City Council And we, as a committee, do not determine which items get to come and be on our agenda. That's something that city staff
Understood.
Decides.
Understood.
Yeah. Understood.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. We will move on next. Did you also, we're going to make comments? Okay, please introduce yourself and please go ahead.
Go ahead.
Yes.
I'm David Sandoval. I live at 7343 East Groveland Lane next to the construction zone. I have several questions that have not been able to obtain answers regarding to the residents under construction next door. First of all, how do you build or even submit plans for a 30 by 90 foot garage and perimeter wall without an approved total grading plan for the site next door? He has raised the grade 8 feet above the original grade. A wall 5 foot setback from our property line will create maintenance and issues from our side of the wall. It'll be an 8 foot wall on our side that he won't even see. Is it a fact that residential interior lights, spillage, and trespass into adjacent properties are not enforceable? This residence has installed lighting consistent with a commercial property. This is not unlike living next door to an all-night 7-Eleven. City of Orange, California General Regulations states under Section 17-12-030 with regarding to lighting. Lighting on any premises shall not be directed not to shine on surrounding premises. Furthermore, lighting on any residential property shall be controlled as to prevent glare. Okay. This is at 2 in the morning.
No, 11:30.
Okay. Okay. I wake up in the morning and it looks like the sun's coming up. I would request any insights this committee or the City of Orange would have on my questions. How can he do this for years and years and get away with it? With no help.
Thank you. Our next item is 3.1 under the consent calendar, approval of minutes from the Design Review Committee's regular meeting of June 18th. Do we have anyone with any corrections to the minutes or who is willing to make a motion to approve them?
I make a motion to approve the minutes from June 18th, 2025 meeting, item number 3.1.
Thank you, Mr. Gross.
I'll second the motion.
Thank you, Ms. McDermott. We have a motion and a second. May we have the vote, please?
I am marked as absent, so I am not able to vote. Oh.
Okay.
I think I'm using, I'm signed in as
someone else,
as Jericho Farfan. That seems to be the problem.
Oh, if you move to this desk, you'll be okay.
I'll change desks.
Okay, motion passes. We'll move on next to old business. We have one item under old business, 4.1, a request to add 491 square feet to a single family home in the Old Town Historic District located at 345 South Pixley Street. This is design review number 5145. This is an item that is up for approval by the DRC, yes or no vote, not a recommendation to another body. And so, Mr. Wang, you're gonna give us a staff report, please? Thank you.
Yes. Greetings, Chair and members of the Design Review Committee. This item was continued from the June 4th meeting and it is a proposal to add a total of 491 square feet to the rear of an existing single-family home located at 345 South Pixley Street. The property is located in the Old Town Historic District and is designated as a non-contributing property. In the previous meeting, the committee had concerns about proposed materials, clarity of the plans, and the scope of work. Staff has worked with the applicant to address these concerns and recommends approval to the Design Review Committee today.
Thank you. At this time, if the applicant team would like to make any comments or presentation, feel free to come to the podium. Okay, thank you. We'll let you know if and when there are questions. We'll go next to any public comments on this item. If anyone's here from the public to address this committee with comments of theirs, they can come forward at this time. Seeing none, I'll turn it back to the committee members and see if anyone has questions or comments.
Yes, I knew Chair Gross.
I saw Mr. Gross first. Yeah. Mr. Gross?
Well, first I want to compliment the applicant on the resubmission. This first thing I want to say that I think everything from the fascia boards to, you know, the use of materials that I've seen so far, windows and all, is, you know, you were responsive and it looks much, much, much better. I did have a question about, I mean, you don't have to stand, just if you could just reference, are the doors existing? You're leaving the existing door, the front door, and that side door, are they being reused? Or are those new?
The front door is existing.
Please come to the podium. We have people watching online and it's being recorded, so. And just state your name for the record, please.
Good afternoon. My name is Richard Suno, and I'm the father of the applicant here. The front door elevation, nothing changes. The only elevation that changes is the back of that property that you will see. The door on the back of the property will change. And it will match, well, we'll try to match what's there now. It's a three-light panel door. A little bit concerned about that particular door because of security issues. When you have glass lights, rear of a property, no security, you could have, it's easy to break in. Okay, so that might be a consideration. We'll take your comments if you have any for that. And other than that, is there any other questions regarding doors?
Any other questions?
Any questions for the applicant while he's here at the podium?
No, I just don't. Other than the applicant can jump in as well. Staff would know. I believe that Committee Member McDermott, we did want to see the actual physical samples of the items. I know we have cut sheets of what you. I believe we wanted to kind of see them. If I remember correctly from the meeting?
The main thing about seeing the sample was with the alternate
because
material.
It's alternate,
so since
right.
This is a wood window,
it's fine.
Yes, I think that this what was submitted is acceptable. It would be more for the alternative material that, you know, would want to see an actual sample if they're going to propose that, but they've changed it.
Just for a response to that, we don't have any samples of the window frame, but we do have samples of the siding, if that works.
That's just what I wanted to clarify, because I knew that, yeah, that's helpful to see them. I saw the sheet.
Does it look like concrete at all?
It's hard in a page to visualize them. It's nice to have a three-dimensional look, and I do, like Committee Member Gross said, I really appreciate you taking to heart our standards, particularly for non-contributing structures and in this particular part of Old Town. We know that there can be additions, so I really, really applaud your efforts. So,
not to throw a damper on it, but a lot of the choices selected for materials basically are for two reasons, either to comply with Title 24, which is energy requirements, or the fact that wood is a very high maintenance item and it looks beautiful when it's put up, but here's the key. People have to maintain their property for it to remain beautiful. As soon as these cracks are exposed and weather gets to them, this wood looks not good at all. So that was a consideration. Somebody also mentioned about cost. The fact of the matter is this material is quite more expensive than the concrete. The longevity of the product and the maintenance of the product are both higher, both the longevity and maintenance, and much higher for wood. But having said that, having listened to the comments, that's what you get when you get an older house if you want to be in the historical society. So we basically acquiesce to that. And the designer, working with the designer and complying with the city here since the last review meeting, was to understand what was expected here. In other words, you do not want to know where the addition starts and ends, and you want it to resemble what the original intent of the building was. I think we're doing that, but again, I don't have a visualization of what happened to this property in 1935 when it was built. So having said that, is there any other questions?
Clarify that in the historic district, if the home itself is designated as significant resource, then it's very important that when the home is modified or added on, especially added onto, that we don't try to create a false sense of history, and we demarcate in some manner. Maybe the siding is a different profile or something like that. Yeah. A change in materials, something that differentiates it. But in this case, since it's a non-contributing house and it's not within the historic period for the district, that's really less important.
I see. Well, thank you for that clarification.
Yeah, certainly.
I think we've learned a lot since we started this process. And kind of the expectations of the panel, I wish we could have sat down with you and said, with a couple napkin sketches, and say, here's what we're thinking, here's why we're thinking it, and you can say, well, you know, understood, but that's not what we're about here. We're about really what you just said, what you articulated.
Thank you.
Having said that, may we be seated?
Ms. McDermott?
Any other questions?
No, but I just want to confer with the committee that we did not disallow the Hardy Board. Is that correct?
We asked them to consider it, as my recollection.
Okay.
But even more importantly, the materials of the windows.
It was the windows. Yeah. So the siding, if they prefer Hardy Board over the wood siding, we did not object to that. Am I correct? Or
we didn't take a vote on that, but no. Uh-huh. We can maybe poll the members tonight, since the. Put the question directly.
I think we did say that a alternate artificial material, as long as it was smooth, and we actually read a section or looked at a section of the.
Because didn't I think we I recall that we discussed?
You talked about that specifically.
Mr. Wong?
Yeah.
In the last meeting, there was discussion to allow smooth Hardy Board as an alternative. Okay. Material for the
great
property.
Okay.
So I just want to clarify that with the applicant that if you want to use the smooth Hardy Board, you know, because of the reasons that you're considering, that's allowable. And
I'm sorry, I don't mean to interrupt. I think we left it at we would consider and come back to you with price points. And given, I guess, the totality of our discussion last meeting, we decided.
You want to do the wood?
We'll go with wood on this one.
Okay, it's your show. I just, based on the comments of the downsides of wood, I just want to make sure that you're okay, that you do have an alternative there.
I think part of the confusion was not us understanding the difference between historical significant building and being in the historical district and not being a contributing building. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay, that is clear to me now. And what we should have come to you with alternatives is actually real graphics so you could see it, maybe three-dimensional. But the project was started with the premise that they're a young family, they just bought in, there's not a lot of equity in this thing, they need the footage. Mm-hmm. The issue was, do we sell and do we move, or do we, okay. I was convinced that they were happy with the neighborhood, loved the architecture, and didn't think it was going to be that expensive to put 435 square feet on a property. Wrong. It's always expensive to add on to a property. Now, this is just I hope this doesn't sway anybody's opinion about my attitude about this, but the windows themselves, going from what was initially proposed to the wood windows, there's a $10,000 premium on that just for the windows on the addition, which are seven windows, okay? Now, the siding runs about $120 per board per 16 feet, and there's a lot of footage of the siding up on that building there. So that's another premium added to this building. So the initial premise was design, build, let's get the square footage in. Let's hopefully we can build equity in this and refinance it after the project's done. So that's kind of where we were started from a design premise. Now, had I known what we were talking about here, I don't think we would have approached it as a design build. We would have asked somebody who's worked with this group here to tell us what are the parameters that they're looking for. And that would basically influence our selection. And that would put these prices right up front on us. And who knows? You know, maybe it's a deal breaker. We don't know that yet. I'm finalizing these plans and talking with the contractor right now to get the actual figures. But that's the real issue here. I like what's happening here, and we're going to go forward with it if we can afford it.
Great.
We might be a non-agenda item and tell you, we're approved, but guess what? We can't afford it anymore.
Okay? Yeah.
So that's all I've got to say on that issue.
Okay, thank you. So what I'd like to propose my colleagues consider is that we add some conditions on this project that provide the flexibility both to use smooth hardy board in lieu of real wood and also to have a solid wood door in lieu of glazing. So if you think about that while we're continuing our discussion, we'll come back to that when we're ready to advance a motion.
That would be appropriate from a legal perspective.
Great, thank you.
Okay. Well, I would just like to say that I am prepared to support the project for approval.
Thank you. Any other comments or questions?
I'd like to make a motion.
Okay.
I move to approve item number 5145, request for the addition of 491 square feet to a single family home in Old Town Orange Historic District at 345 South Pixley Street. Per staff's recommendations, with the addition, statement that the applicant has the option to modify the design with the use of smooth, hardy-like type product on the siding of the addition, and the use of a solid rear door.
That'd be
wood.
Wood,
if you may.
At the rear side of the property. That's it.
Okay. Thank you. We have a motion.
I'll second the motion.
A motion and a second. Any further discussion?
None.
I did want to say you did a great job revising that. We appreciate you considering the wood windows. And the project came back really very nicely done.
They really need that bedroom, so we'll get started on this as soon as possible.
Okay. So could we call for the vote? Motion passes unanimously.
Thank you.
Good luck with your project and good luck to your family.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Okay. Item 5.1 is new business. A request to demolish an existing detached 400 square foot two-car garage in the Old Town Historic District, located at 442 through 444 South Schaefer Street. This is design review number 25-0022, and Mr. Beck looks like he's ready to give us a staff report, if you would, please.
Thank you, Chair Skorpanich, and good evening to the rest of the members of the Design Review Committee. So as Chair Skorpanich introduced, this is to demolish a detached 400-square-foot two-car garage at 442 to 444 South Schaefer Street. The property is currently developed with a two-unit residential structure, and the garage in question is classified as a non-contributing property to the historic district. The applicant is proposing the demolition in order to construct two new detached accessory dwelling units. at the garage's current location. It's important to note that the ADUs themselves are not subject to design review committee approval and will be processed ministerially. The existing garage is a modest single-story hipped roof structure situated at the rear of the lot behind a two-story duplex built in 1954. The garage, like the main structure, was constructed after the historic district's period of significance, which is defined as 1888 to 1940. Therefore, the garage is not considered a character-defining feature of the district, and additionally, due to its location at the rear of the property, the garage is not visible from the street and does not contribute to the visual integrity of the district streetscape. This proposal aligns with the city's historic preservation design standards and the Secretary of the Interior standards. The garage demolition will not impact the integrity of the district or remove historically significant features. The project has been conditioned so that the demolition can only occur concurrently with the issuance of a building permit for the ADUs, thereby ensuring development will occur in place of the demolished garage. For these reasons, staff recommends approval of design review number 25-0022 as proposed, and we thank you for your consideration. I'm available for any questions.
Thank you. And we are hearing this item because the City of Orange has an ordinance on demolitions in Old Town, and it specifically says that it has to go to a public meeting like this one and can only be granted approval if there's a project there that's coming to replace it. In other words, you can't just tear something down and leave nothing. However, the alternative, the other project is not under our purview, so it's a little unusual, project for us to consider just a demolition. But having said that, I'll offer an opportunity for the applicants if they'd like to make a presentation or make any comments. You may come forward and do so at this time. It's purely optional. It's up to you. And if you would just please state your name for the record keeper. Thank you.
My name is Harold Zapata. I'm with Impetus Modular. I am the applicant on this. I just wanted to make known to you that here today is also the general contractor that eventually will be doing on the demolition side. I am with a modular company. I will be doing the ADUs coming up immediately after the demolition. And also here in our presence is the owner of the property. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Next is an opportunity for anybody here from the public to make any comments on this project. Anyone who wishes to may come forward at this time, but it looks like we have no comments. So I'll bring it back to the committee and see if they have any questions for staff or for the applicants. Mr. Gross.
I have a question for staff. So there's a stamped approved dated 7/22. What does that cover? What's been approved?
The stamp is just saying that the plan set is approved. So it's been approved by the planning department to move forward to the design review committee.
So in essence, it's been plan checked, right?
Correct.
And everything's electronic now, so I guess this is the way to signal in the system, right?
Yeah. That,
okay, great.
That's a good point, electronic systems. Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. Any other questions? Any other comments?
Yeah, Chair Skorpanich, I do have a number of questions. The complication is this is in the historic district. This is an old town. It's on a block with contributing structures. So I'm pretty well versed with the demolition ordinance. How do we do this? Because we don't know what we don't know, and we just did a project previously that was non-contributing.
So I can try to address that. So when this project was originally submitted, in our initial review, it was determined that the specific element of the demolition would always be subject to DRC approval. So before the applicant can move forward and obtain a building permit, we needed to bring it before this board. So it's really a matter of administrative processing and making sure that that the entirety of the proposed project complies with not just building codes, Title 24, but the OMC, including discretionary review by the DRC for the demolition of a garage in the Old Town District. Because it's a non-contributing property, staff is proposing findings that kind of clarify that. So in terms of matters of the record, it's clear that the DRC's purview is kind of set, but also that being said, we're proposing findings that if the DRC agrees, the record will reflect that the demolition itself does not degrade the quality of the district. And so that is what we're proposing for your consideration.
Yeah, again, I think I heard you said, and correct me if I'm wrong, Mr. Beckman, the rest of the project comes later?
From a processing standpoint, yes. We have a project scope that does include new construction. However, that new construction simply falls under statutory law. If there will be a new ADU that's placed on the property, we've mm-hmm. evaluated that for consistency with OMC guidelines, but as well as consistency with state law as it applies. And so regardless of that scope, before we can even make that determination as an agency, we needed to make sure that the discretionary action was taken. And so this is, if you think of it in kind of a phase, this might be phase one or step one. If the DRC agrees and approves this request, then they can complete their plan check process for building permits. So this is really just a preliminary step for the full scope.
I guess that begs more questions, because when you look at entitlements and you look at things related to discretionary or ministerial, and you look at the California Environmental Quality Act, you have to take it in its whole, not piecemealing it. You have to look at it in its whole, and that's what's complicated, because I think both the state's direction on ADUs has the same standing as our historic district, and they're both equal. So they both are significantly important to adhere to, both of them at the same time. That's the complication I'm having okay. with the demolition, particularly since I don't know what I don't know.
That's no problem, and thank you for clarifying your question. I'll take a stab at it. I believe that under normal circumstances, outside of a district, the demolition of a garage would be ministerial in and of itself.
Correct.
But because the OMC has a requirement that makes it discretionary, it is simply that action that we're asking for your review and approval. So they are kind of separated in a way, and because they're separated and because this is a discretionary action, we are also recommending the DRC make a finding that this discretionary action is exempt from CEQA. So we're ensuring that everything that's brought before the DRC is processed accordingly for matters of the record, because CEQA does apply to a discretionary action, but the entirety of the project itself, if it were outside of the district, would simply be a plan check.
That's
Ms. Adrian, did you want to also address those
issues? Because this is what's super, super confusing, because I don't know what I'm supposed to do.
Commissioner Gladstone, if I can bring a little bit of a nuanced distinction.
Well, so nuances are great if you're dealing with a judge, mm-hmm. but I'm dealing with the community.
So the demolition of a garage on a non-contributing structure is not subject to historic preservation requirements at this time, but it's subject to design review under the OMC. So the DRC's authority is limited as to the design criteria alone. So the CEQA and the broader land use policy matters, those would be outside of the scope of this particular.
I would offer a different perspective on something that you said, Member Gladson, and that is that the state law about accessory dwelling units and our historic district standards are on an equal footing. I don't believe that to be the case, and therefore can support this project tonight. Because we've had that demolition ordinance since the 80s or 90s.
Yeah, 98.
And we normally would, in the course of things, approve the demolition and the replacement project together in one action. But because state law has superseded everything else on accessory dwelling units and mandated that they go through ministerial review, then the city is only able to exert administrative design review and not design review by this committee here. And that's why the replacement units aren't before us tonight, because of that preemption by state law.
So I totally hear what you're saying, Chair Skorpanich, and I'm new back to this committee, and I know the state has changed things almost every year, but you have public policy that our city council has established when it comes to what we have in our general plan, what we did with our historic district being listed. This is a serious thing when you could potentially harm a historic district with something that is a demolition that the state says administratively that cannot be allowed. That's the slippery slope of this.
The state isn't the state is mute as to the demolition. What the state is imposing on municipalities all around the state is that ADUs are exempt from everything but a ministerial review. So discretionary review, which is what this body does.
I totally get that. It should be, in my opinion, be administratively. It should be that way. But what I guess what's been troubling to me is how do we get a non-contributing structure that's now being replaced on a non-contributing site, be it apartments that are there, how do we make sure that they're architecturally and materially and in compliance with our old town standards? That's, I guess, what is the issue. If we don't get to chime in on that, which it sounds like we don't.
So I can address that. The review of the ADUs themselves are still subject to statutory minimum requirements. And in our review of the plans in their entirety, we make allusion in the findings that the new building will also be materially compatible so that there is consistency between the existing building and the new units in the back. But the reason that that's not before the DRC is because that level of review is not something that is discretionary. So staff will independently evaluate the new ADU structure for those very reasons, because we have been granted the ability to do so. We're asking the applicant to provide those compatibilities, which they're doing. But outside of that, our hands are basically tied by state law in terms of what can be brought before the DRC.
And the zoning code lays out essentially at least two different pathways for design review.
Yes.
Either administrative design review, which is done by staff, which I'm presuming will be done on these replacement structures, versus our kind of discretionary design review, which then comes to this body. So there still will be design review. It's just not here. Is that correct?
There are still guidelines that are applicable to new development.
Right.
And so to the extent that they can be applied, it's staff's purview to do so. But again, the plan check process has not yet been completed. So that's why we don't have any information to furnish at this time.
So I have a question. That's just what I wanted to know. So the ADUs have not been approved yet? That design has not been approved yet? Or
They're in review right now for plan check, but the permits have not been issued.
So this demolition can't take place until the larger project is approved and goes to construction. They can't demolish the garage until they're ready to build. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
If they were to walk away from the project, they can't have demolished this garage, correct?
Their demolition of a garage anywhere else in the city would be ministerial. So it's kind of a nuanced question. On this particular property?
For this one. I'm just talking about this one.
Just this one.
So they can't, even if we approve the demolition, if for whatever reason they decide not to do the project, they can't demolish this. They can't leave that site with a demolished garage.
Maybe I can ask it in a different way.
Okay.
If we approve it here, eventually the city will issue a demolition permit.
Mm-hmm.
It will also eventually issue a building permit for the replacement structures. And the city will make those concurrent.
Yes.
Is that correct? The demolition permit will not be approved and released before the building permit has been issued.
Correct.
I mean, right. Okay. Does that
yes,
clarify?
That helps. I mean, the whole point is that they will not be able to leave this site with the no garage unless they're following through with building the new project.
Yes, and one of the aspects of a new ADU in this particular case is tied to that.
Mm-hmm.
ADUs under state law can be replacement structures, and so therefore a new garage would not be required.
Mm-hmm.
But they are tied inextricably together.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Mr. Beckman, you've said a couple of times that demolition of garages anywhere else in Orange can be ministerial and be by right. But because this is in Old Town and it's in a historic district, it has to comply with the rest of, what I'm reading into what you say, it has to comply and be like the rest of the city. And you have to do it ministerially. I think that's what I'm having a lot of trouble with too. It's like this is in the historic district. This would not be an issue for me if it wasn't in the historic district because it has a higher level of requirement. That's what's troubling with all of this.
Okay, from what I understand your question to be,
the
demolition
process
is discretionary because it's in the historic district. That was my point.
Yeah.
And only because of the demolition ordinance, which was a standalone
correct.
Ordinance that was adopted.
Yeah, and
it's,
I mean, it says
so.
That we're supposed to see a concurrent application. And that is the, I guess we need to amend our demolition ordinance.
Concurrent application?
We're supposed to see a replacement. Demotion review includes evaluation of a replacement use or structure, and applicants shall be made in the same way as a design review application. That's what the city attorney just read. The CEQA part's later. That's the piece of this that is really concerning. I know we sent our ADU, I believe we sent our ADU ordinance to the state. It has our objective standards. We have objective standards for ADUs in our historic district. It's there. And for non-contributing sites. So that's the piece I don't like bifurcating. It makes me very uncomfortable.
Okay.
So
I have a question.
Okay.
It's a different angle. I'd understood in some situations, and I apologize because I don't understand the ADU law completely, but you almost want to incorporate the existing structure into whatever, you almost leave it and then you build into it, you create an ADU, in and around it, within it. Is that an option or am I just, I know this is a modular group coming to you, so I don't think they're interested in that, but any opportunity to kind of keep the structure and then kind of work with it into an ADU in and of itself. Would you add to it?
My understanding of state law for ADUs is that there is an opportunity to convert existing structures. That would be considered a JADU. And that would also be a ministerial act. But as such, this applicant has chosen to request demolition. And that's the item that we've brought before the DRC.
I'm willing to make a motion to approve item 5.1, demolition of existing detached 400-square-foot two-car garage located at 442 through 444 South Schaefer Street, design review number 25-0022, subject to the findings and conditions in the staff report.
I'll second.
And committee members, I'm voting no, more basically because of my concerns. And I do think we need to do a lot more work on this area, and particularly in the areas of the findings and also our demo ordinance.
That concludes all the items on our agenda this evening. Congratulations on your project and good luck with it. Our next meeting will be in these chambers on Wednesday, August 20th at 5:30 p.m. Thank you all and have a nice evening.